This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a great idea, to call me whenever you've got something on your mind that you actually just need a little bit of help with. I mentioned yesterday, but I'm going to mention to Trevor too, because I said to Manny, do you know what the number one tourist destination in the United States is? Do you know what the city is? Do you want to guess?
New York.
You're exactly right. They got something like, I think, 55 million visitors last year and expect to go to almost 100 million this year. And trust me, if you wander around the streets of New York, nobody speaks English. You know, they're all tourists.
Oh, my God.
And because the number one tourist destination right now in the world is the World Trade Center, is, you know, the September 11th memorial, the museum. So, but there's also, there's this kind of, I looked at it just because I thought it was such an interesting headline. It says the incredible housing value across the U.S. mapped. But if you go to the, and we, I think we've got it on our website, if you go to it, it's really misleading. Basically, it shows a map of the United States, and then it kind of morphs into where the housing is expensive, which is exactly where you'd expect it to be. This is my favorite statistic that I got out of this whole kind of bogus thing, which it says New York City covers 305 square miles and makes up 0.01%. All right, so that's a whole bunch of zeros, right? 1% is 0.001, right? So add, that's 8, and then add another 3 zeros. All right, so it's not very much, and it makes up 5% of the nation's housing value, which is like, duh, New York's an expensive place to live, but New York also pays higher wages, by and large. And, you know, New York is not nearly as expensive a place to live in a lot of ways. It's got a lot of public transportation. It's got a lot of health care benefits. It's got a lot of, I mean, there are huge advantages. Look, I live here and I love living here, even though I'm not from here. But, you know, things like that, you know, that when New York is not as popular a place to live, and a lot of it is foreign money right now, when it's not as popular a place to live, the property values will go down, and some places will go up. And if you look at the map, that both the coasts, as you can expect, are higher property values than the interior. Denver's higher than anything around it. Chicago is higher than anything around it. If you look at Texas, the major cities are higher. I mean, it's exactly what you'd expect. But those are the reasons that people live there, is that there are higher paying jobs, there are more jobs, there's better transportation, there's better health care services, better education. And none of those things, lamentably, come free. Although public education does, it just taxed. What can I tell you? All right, this having nothing to do with anything, but we got a whole bunch. You know, I was watching the women's soccer, the FIFA finals, which, as you know, the United States triumphed against Japan 5-2. It was 5-2. And all I could think of was, you know, I'm tired just watching. They just run back and forth. And more than, in some ways, than basketball, because you can't use your hands. You have to use your head. And I just thought, okay, it's just strenuous. So I asked people, what was the most strenuous activity you've ever done? And I said to put up, other than childbirth, but I'm not sure that Manny included that. So we'll go back to that in a moment. In the meantime, Amanda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I was calling because in my life, I've always found that I have a really hard time making decisions. I'm very ambivalent. I was just wondering how I would go about perhaps helping myself not to be so indecisive. I mean, for example, it's as small as figuring out what to get at the drive-through. I'll have a hard time figuring out, and then when I realize I'm sitting for so long and other people are waiting, I just pick something. Or as big as being in a relationship with someone and then breaking up with them and then getting back together with them and then breaking up with them. And that's happened multiple times for me. So I don't know really why I do it, but okay. I've heard it has something to do with, and I'm not sure how true it is, but I've heard it has something to do with self-esteem. I'm not sure.
All right. How old are you?
26.
Okay. Which number in the family are you? Your brothers and sisters?
I'm the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of how many?
Four.
Okay. Your parents together?
No, they're divorced.
How old were you when they got divorced?
15.
Did you have a choice about which parent to go to?
Yes.
Who did you choose?
My father.
Did you get a fair amount of grief for it?
Well, it was a situation where my mother was actually a danger to her children, so we all went with my father, and it was kind of court ordered. So, okay. But I had a choice. But yes, there was a lot of backlash from my mother and her parents.
Did you have a hard time making decisions before that you remember?
I can't really remember. I feel like it may have. Honestly, I guess it may have manifested after that point.
Because that would seem to me a pretty obvious kind of time to do it. Look, the reason we have a hard time making a decision is because because we're unsure of the outcome. So it means that the risk factor goes up. If I say to you, do you want to have an ice cream cone or do you want to take out the garbage? You're probably not going to have a whole difficult time with that, right?
Right.
Because pretty cut and dried, right? Presumably you're going to get the ice cream cone. If I say, do you want to take out the garbage now or do you want to take it out in 5 minutes? That may be a little more complicated because it may be that you're watching a television show or you're trying to figure out if it's going to start raining. So the decisions where the advantages and disadvantages are pretty cut and dried are not necessarily going to be very difficult because it's pretty obvious. It's kind of what we call a no-brainer, right? You don't even have to think about it. It's obvious. Chocolate ice cream is better than garbage, right? Okay, don't have to worry about that. All right, so so you're probably not ambivalent about everything. You're ambivalent when it's not clear what the future is going to be, what the outcome is going to be, what the obvious advantage or disadvantage is. And having at 15, especially if you had to testify against your mom, is certainly a way of rattling your sense of clarity of the idea that, I mean, that's a terrible burden to put on a 15-year-old. Because 15-year-olds are whimsical people who have a hard time deciding what to wear in the morning, what group to hang out with, what music they like. And not only do they have a hard time choosing, but it's going to change fairly radically. And so it's a time of great change, which means that the obvious benefits and downsides are not going to be clear at all. So it's a time where making decisions becomes difficult, and to have to make a monumental decision like that, my guess is that there was enormous guilt attached to it. Because, first of all, I think there's always enormous guilt attached to any divorce. As much as parents try and do a good job, and it sounds to me that your parents may not have been the paragons of making great decisions at that point. So my guess is if we look at it carefully, that that's probably where it started. Or at least, if not started, at least exacerbated. Because it's a time in your life where you would expect there to be some ambivalence just because it's such a time of abrupt change. And then having to make a decision about which parent you were opting for, and especially with kids that age, especially being the oldest, the idea is, well, dad would probably be better for me, but mom may need me more. So the downsides are huge, and the upsides are not very, very clear at all. So my guess is, have you ever done any therapy?
Yes, I'm currently in therapy.
Are you focusing on that time in your life?
Not really. I've been more focused on self-esteem issues.
Well, but, I mean, if you go back, it would seem to me that the self-esteem is one of those things that it's one of the few terms in psychology that actually has some real meaning. I'll tell you what, write down right now, because I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute, the three things you like best about yourself, the three things you don't like at all about yourself, all right? We'll talk about them, and then we'll figure out how we can make you a little more decisive, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Amanda, who's a young woman who says, you know, I'm ambivalent about everything. I have a hard time making decisions, and from the small to the large. And I said, well, okay, let's go back and see where we think it came from. And Amanda has had an unusually, I think, traumatic event in her life, which is, I mean, the fact that her parents are divorced is not, I mean, 50% of divorces end 50% of marriages end in divorce, and 60% of kids live with one parent or another. So that's not the traumatic part. But she basically had to opt to go live with her dad, and as the oldest, had to sort of opt out of her mother, not her mother's care, not at 15, which is not the world's easiest thing to do anyway. And I said, you know, my guess is that if you look carefully, that that's when your confidence in your abilities to make decisions eroded, because the stakes are so high there. I mean, think of having to choose one parent over the other. Think of having to choose a parent that you think may be better for you, as opposed to a parent that you think may need you. I mean, those are terrible stakes where there's really no winning is the problem. So we're saying now, and Amanda is appropriately in therapy, and she said, okay, well, let's deal with self-esteem. And I said, all right, tell me three things you like about yourself and three things you don't. So what'd you come up with?
The three things that I like about myself are that I'm an empathetic person.
You're a what kind of person?
Empathetic. I have a lot of...
Empathetic, okay.
I'm really smart, and I'm very academically inclined.
Okay.
And I'm a really loyal friend.
Great. Okay. What do you not like?
That I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Okay.
I kind of sometimes have a problem keeping them in check. And then I start things a lot, but I never finish them. And I am a huge procrastinator.
Okay. The last two things are certainly not unrelated. Procrastination and not finishing are really part of the same phenomenon. I'll tell you why. And procrastinators tend to be, and you're gonna, my guess is this will all seem part of the same cloth to you. Procrastinators are often perfectionists. Perfectionists are people who feel that, again, the stakes are very high, that they have to be perfect, or it doesn't work at all. There's no gray. It's all black or white. You either succeed or you fail. And therefore, trying to do anything, you might as well put it off, because once it's done, you're going to be judged, and you feel that you're not going to be judged very positively. So you just keep putting it off, and you can see how the two are related. It's really interesting, because what I was going to suggest you do before we got into the procrastination is use your assets to begin making better decisions. And that means, for example, let's start with your trivial example of going to a fast food joint. Of saying, okay, today if I go to Wendy's, what would I like to eat? And actually planning ahead. And you can say, well, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be hungry for, you know, and maybe I won't go to Wendy's. But, I mean, if we can get in the habit of, instead of dealing with this emotional storm that you're feeling is always out of control, that is your liability, as opposed to your intellect, which you view as your asset, to sort of switch decision-making from that kind of confused stew into the more organized, logical, and keeping a notebook on it. Because one of the ways that we get better at making decisions is we make decisions and we look back on them, especially if they're written down, and we say, wow, that was good. And we figure out why it was good, or boy, I blew it. And then we figure out what we left out of the equation, what we didn't include. And because that's already your strength, that the writing things down should really help on this, even if you're making decisions somewhat prematurely. And you know what you can do, let's just use the fast food thing. Let's say you decide baked potato, Diet Coke, and chili, okay? And let's decide that when you get there, that you have one of two choices. You either go with whatever you decided, and it's written down, and you just do it. And then you either decide, gee, that was great, and while it wasn't really the food I wanted, it took all the anxiety out of making the decision. Or, you know what? It was too hot to eat chili today, and therefore what I need to do is, the next time I'm trying to decide what I'm going to have to eat, I have to take into account what the temperature is likely to be at that time, which means I need to check my phone. Okay, so any way you look at that, you've learned something about decision making, either because you stuck with that decision or you changed the decision, but either way, instead of just reacting emotionally, you have this whole construct that says, this is what I did, this is why I did it, this is what went right on it, went wrong on it. Because the way that you're doing things, because you wait so long, because you're a perfectionist, because you don't have a great deal of track record in good decisions, And my guess is every time you have to make a decision, you go back to whatever that feeling was when you had to choose between your mom and your dad, and you were staying awake nights, and your stomach hurt all the time, and you couldn't concentrate in school. And that's where you instantly get back to. So if we can supplant that with organized decision-making that's written down, so when you're feeling that sense of dread and that sense of upset, you can go immediately to your notebook and say, oh, no, wait a minute, look, I know how to do this. You know, I knew what plus, what's minus. All right, so let's use your assets to offset what are not necessarily liabilities, except you're making decisions based on the wrong set of criteria, right? Which is why you're not making decisions that you can count on. So even good decisions don't feel good to you because you think, well, that was kind of luck. So we need to make the decision-making process, to use that terrible word, transparent. And you can do that by just writing down all decisions you think you have to make. And even when it comes to a relationship, what are the reasons to stay? What are the reasons to go? And I can remember saying this to a client of mine years ago, and she said, she's trying to make a decision about, I think, changing jobs or something. And I said, well, you make a decision, you make all pluses in one category and minuses in the other. And she said, and then I said, then you count them up. And she said, well, what if they come out uneven and that's the wrong decision? And I started laughing, and I said, well, then you've already made your decision, haven't you? You don't have, this is just a method for helping you get in touch with what all the factors are and putting them down on paper. You can look at them. But if she's saying, well, when I count them up, it's the wrong answer, then she's already made her decision. And so what she needs to do at that point is go and look at what she's left out on her list, or that things are weighted differently, but she already made her decision. But think of how valuable a tool that is to say, oh no, the list came out wrong, because it means the decision's been made. She's already made it. All right, let's go to your perfectionism, because it's going to be a subcategory of what I've just said to you. What I do with people who are perfectionists and procrastinators, because they're hand in hand, what it means is anytime you're making a decision, you're second guessing yourself. Whatever you're doing, you're thinking about all the things you haven't done, all the things you should have been doing. So you're never very focused. It's not efficient at all. And no decisions ever feel good. So what you do, let's write down, what I want you to do is I want you to have two different pages in a notebook right now. And I'd really rather you did this in a notebook rather than a slip of paper, because you'll lose a slip of paper. And I want this to be organized and something you can look back on. So one is just all the decisions you have to make for tomorrow, and just write down all of them you can, including what to have for breakfast, what to wear, and then leave a lot of space, and then, or you can use another page and go through what, you know, do I need to wear heels or flats? Is I'm going to be dealing with clients or not clients? I'm going to be in the office or out of the office? What's the temperature going to be? All right, so hang on to that thought for a minute, and then we'll come back and we'll deal with the procrastination in just a minute. I'm not procrastinating. I just can't get it all done in this sentence. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Amanda, who's got a relatively common problem from a relatively uncommon source, which is being put in a position of making a no-win decision when she was 15. And nobody should have to make any decisions that are going to impact the rest of your life at 15, because it's just too unstable a time in your life. But she was, and I think she's bearing some of the, shall we say, poison fruit of it now. And the good news is that she has some real resources to rely on. She just needs to marshal them in a different order than she's currently marshaling them. And one is we're talking about how do you make good decisions. Well, you get in the habit of making good decisions, and the only way to do that is to make decisions and be very clear about the basis on which you made decisions. So you learn from either good decisions or bad decisions. Right now, Amanda, no matter what decision you make, even if it's right, it's not going to feel right. It's not going to feel like you learned anything. You're going to feel it was lucky, or there's not going to be any underpinnings to it. And a bad decision is just going to make you feel like, see, I don't know what I'm talking about. Therefore, any decision is the ante has just been upped to a really impossibly anxious level. So if you start making just even minor decisions, what do I want for breakfast? What am I going to wear? Do I get a haircut? And write down all the pluses and minuses so you get in the habit of being aware of the decision-making process, and you're moving it from just the instantaneous emotional one. And that's the other problem about procrastination, is the longer you wait, the less control you're going to have, and the more it's going to have to be an impulse. And impulses, even when they're right, don't teach us anything, because we just view them as impulsive. So, and when they're wrong, it feels disastrous. If no matter what I do, it doesn't work out okay. So just taking this process and making it a longer term process, but more intellectual, and writing it down, so you get in the habit of saying, and you may still feel like, well, you know, I don't do real well about men, but I really do great about breakfast cereal. You know, I haven't blown my breakfast in months. So and so then you can start saying, well, okay, what do men and breakfast cereal have in common, and how can I take the lessons from one and apply it to the other? So, you know, it's the example that I use in my own life is when I moved to New York, I within literally overnight, my income dropped by 50% and my expenses doubled. So that means as an adult, I mean, I wasn't a kid, as an adult, that I had a quarter of my disposable income that I'd had the day before. I mean, that's a serious drop. So what I did when I have those kind of situations is I figured, all right, you need to find something in your life that's working. And so what I've usually done is exercise, find a place to work out. And my luck was clearly not holding. I found out the place that that Baryshnikov, although I didn't know it at the time, was working out. And so I was working out with all these sort of anorexic 19-year-olds who could, you know, wrap their body around God knows what and never break a sweat and all weighed 4 pounds. And I felt like the elephant from Fantasia. But I thought, you know, one of the reasons I stuck with it is, and I would be in the back row sweating and thinking terrible thoughts. And what I thought was, to hell with them, I have a PhD. And you could say, well, what does a PhD have to do with anything? It had to do with nothing, except it was a safe place to stand that allowed me to be in this terrible situation where I felt completely out of sorts. I was in over my head. I didn't know what I was doing, but I could stick with it because I knew that I had something. And it was certainly the petty, competitive, nasty part of myself, but it allowed me to stick with something that I knew was important, because we all need a safe place to stand. And for you, and for me as well, my intellect is a safe place to stand. And once you get in the habit of starting with your intellect and then allowing your emotions to weigh things, as my client said, well, what if the numbers come out wrong? That's because her intellect and her emotions were not quite lined up. And once she could bring those two in conjunction, then she had a fuller, better picture. And so that's the place to start with even minor decisions, including what to have at a fast food restaurant. And if you need to, if you feel like, well, gee, I don't want to do it 5 hours ahead of time, then before you go in the fast food restaurant, instead of waiting and doing it in line, go pull in the parking lot, say, what do I want? What are the possibilities? Figure it out there, write it down, and then go order. Because what you really want, the order itself is not the important thing. The decision-making process is the important thing, because it will teach you how to make better decisions, and then you will count on being able to make better decisions. So making decisions will come easier for you. Now, let's move ahead or behind, whichever direction we want, to the procrastination. That's a separate piece of paper. And what I want you to do, which is going to be similar but not identical, I want you to write down everything you have to do in the next 24 hours, including, you know, getting out of bed, brushing your teeth, getting ready for work, all the things you have to write down. And so, and you should write them down as specifically as possible. Don't say things like, get ready for work. That doesn't mean anything. You're much better off to write down, brush my teeth, take a shower, curl my hair, put on lipstick, eyeshadow, because each of those things may be a decision. Which color lipstick? Do I wear eyeshadow? False eyelashes or not today? So you want to have everything as specific as possible. And that goes on the left-hand side. Then you leave Then let's see. So that's the first thing you write down is all the things you have to do. Then the first column is how you. The first column is just the list. The second column is how long you think they'll take. Because one of the things that I'm sure you figured out is that you're always running behind schedule. That you're just not getting things done. And that's because no matter what you're doing, you're focused on the possibility of mistake, what else you had to do, what you didn't get done yesterday. So you're not very efficient. So write down how long you think things are going to take. And most procrastinators are dreadful at figuring out time constraints. They tend to underestimate by a lot. Not a little, a lot. So then the third column you leave blank. The fourth column is on a scale of make it 1 to 10, make it anything you want, 0 to 5, 1 to 10, 1 to 100, how much pleasure you think you're going to get from any particular event. And then leave the fifth column blank. All right, so what you're going to do is, the first thing you're going to find with your list is you forgot a bunch of stuff, which is part of the reason that you're not getting stuff done very well, is you're leaving stuff off. And if it's off the list and you haven't put down the time, then you're going to have to get the time from someplace. All right. So number one is you're going to find out that you've left stuff off. So the next day when you do this exercise, put down the things that you forgot. And the list is obviously going to get longer. Then in the first column where you put down how long you think it was going to take, follow yourself around with a stopwatch, which your smartphone has on it, and see how long it really takes. And even though I've made you aware of it, so you're probably going to add some extra time, you're probably still going to be off. And if there are only 24 hours, and if all the stuff on your list adds up to 28 hours, you're already in trouble. So it means that either you're going to have to take some things off, you're going to have to become more efficient, but you're going to see that here's part of the problem. There's not enough time to do everything that's on this list. The fourth column is pleasure. And what you're going to find, if you're like most of us, is scenes that you dreaded, once you actually have the time to do them and they're on the list, they were okay or even liked them. I mean, I found that quite by accident. I liked ironing. And I think it's because it brought order out of chaos and there was some pleasure to it. And then I had iron clothes and wow, that was kind of cool. And then the fifth column is how much actual pleasure there was. And so you've got two sets of lists now, Amanda. One is decision making, of just understanding that it's just like anything else. It's like tennis or soccer or, you know, penmanship. That the more you practice it, the better you get. And so you're going to just practice decision-making and find out, especially by using your intellect, that you're better at than you thought you were, and you're getting more practice, and you're developing some confidence. All right? And if you're not, then you can call me back on it. With the procrastination, what you're going to find is you're not being aware of all the things you need to get done, so you're under-planning, underestimating amount of time, and then you'll figure out whether it makes more sense to yoke things that you like and things you don't like, or whether you're better off doing all the things you don't like first, or whether you're better off doing some things you do like and building up a head of steam. All of this is to be determined, but I think what you're going to find is by using the part of yourself that you value highly, it's not that you're going to offset the part you don't like, but you're going to make the part you don't like work better for you. Because there's nothing wrong with being emotional. It's just being out of control emotion. Your emotions are a perfectly good resource once you know how to channel them. And the problem is that you're using your emotions where your intellect should be and using your intellect where your emotions should be. So we'll switch it around for you.
Okay. Now, I just want to make sure I should write the list of my decision-making before I make the decision, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then go back, but you bring up an excellent point. Then go back and look at it and say, okay, did I get everything in this? Was it a good decision and why? Because that's the point. What you want is some data here that says, I do great at this when I give myself an extra 5 minutes. Or, you know what, if I forget that the weather counts, or that if I make decisions before I have something to eat as opposed to after I eat something, you're going to learn a lot about the decision-making process, because that's really what we're after, is not any particular decision, but what in the process works and what in the process doesn't work. Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If you have another question, hang on. If not, you can get the podcast in about 15 minutes, and you can play the whole thing over and over for yourself, so you don't have to absorb everything I said. Although it sounds like you did a pretty good job. If you need to stay on, if you had another question, hang on for me. I'll be back in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, here we go. So this is the week that we may finally knock Jurassic World off the number one spot after it's been on there for 4 weeks. It is now the highest grossing movie of the year so far. Although there are a couple of movies that are coming out this summer that may challenge it. But for right now, it's the term I was trying to think of yesterday was King of the Hill. We were talking about flags and that they were symbols of aggression and whatever. So King of the Hill was the term that I couldn't think of yesterday. But for right now, Jurassic World is, I think, Minions, just because it's new, may knock it off. Now, Minions is, this is a prequel. I know, animation prequels? What an interesting notion. From Despicable Me, I thought Despicable Me was one of the freshest, smartest, silliest, most wonderful movies that had come out in a long time. And apparently, so did Illumination Entertainment, which is part of Universal. So this is the prequel to Minions. Remember where Despicable Me was, well, you had Minions, because remember we always talk about somebody and their evil Minions? Well, this is Minions. So the prequel is where they came from and how, you know, how they attached, their whole deal was to attach themselves to evil and how that wasn't working out really well for them. So the first 10 or 15 minutes are smart and funny and clever and terrific. The last 5 to 10 minutes are really fun, and they get you up to meeting Despicable Me, and who is the character that they attach themselves to eventually. The problem is the middle. It's a 91-minute movie, and so I've accounted for, what, about 20 minutes or so, maybe a little more than that. The middle hour deals with Scarlett Overkill, who's played by Sandra Bullock. And it's just, it's not an interesting character. I mean, yeah, look, I think having evil women in animation, I mean, look, we love Glenn Close, right? As the Queen of Dalmatians. and the Wicked Queen of the West, I mean, the Wicked Seven, we love women villains. This one just, we don't particularly care about. She decides she wants to steal the crown from Queen Elizabeth. Do we care? No, we don't. But we love Stuart, Kevin, and Bob, and we get to see them and where they came from, but the middle, you know, we need better plots if we're gonna, because we don't care about them. We care about the Minions. So this one, I would give a 5 to the first 15 minutes, probably a 4.5 to the last 7 or 8 minutes. But the middle is just flabby, and we don't care, and it's not very interesting. So, but your kids might like it. You're going to be probably bored in the middle. So, as a result, if we give it a 5, a 4, and a 3, that gives, let's give them a 3.5, because they're so cute. All right? There are a couple of movies that I was unwilling to look at this week, The Gallows being one of them. I just won't go to horror flicks. They just, you know, I watch them through my fingers, and you'll have to evaluate them on your own. I did see, and I think we're actually going to do an interview with the director, kind of an alarming movie. It's a documentary, and it's called Do I Sound Gay? And it's kind of alarming, look, especially because I'm on the radio, right? And people say things like, well, I've had two experiences with my voice. And I think, again, it's impossible not to kind of bring that a little bit to watching the documentary. People either say, gee, you have a great voice. And I'm thinking, it came with, you know, with a package. I did nothing about it, to it, for it. Thanks, but, I mean, I don't view my radio career as based on my voice. I view my radio career as based on my brain, which apparently is unique to me. Everybody else thinks that it's, you know, that all you need is a voice. Or when I'm on the phone with somebody and complaining about an overcharge or something, they say sir, and I say I'm not a sir, but I'm straight. So the idea that somebody would confuse you with a man touches me not at all. I'm real clear about the fact that I'm female, and that's perfectly okay. But all right, so the premise of the movie is that a gay man sounds gay, and my response would be, so what? But his response is that I can, if I sound too gay, I cannot attract the kind of man I want. So it's a whole issue about voice, self-image, self-loathing, attractiveness, which are all issues that I think all of us deal with all of the time. And the lengths to which, in this particular documentary, he goes to try and change how he sounds and what his final takeaway on it is, I suppose, for lack of anything else. He's both the director and the star. His name is David Thorpe, and as I said, we're going to do an interview with him. He'll probably be on next week. George Takei is also in it. George Takei is coming to Broadway. Tim Gunn, David Sedaris. So there, it's a thoughtful documentary that's kind of upsetting, at least to me, as I said, because you know, I'm on radio, so my whole self-image or my whole public image, I guess, not so much self-image, is based on how I sound. So the idea, you can see why it would be both fascinating and upsetting to me all at the same time, of do I want to sound like something different than I am? And I was teasing Trevor this morning. For some unbeknownst reason, I started the program off talking like this, and he said, where's that coming from? And I said, well, it's actually mine. I just don't use it very much. But, I mean, and he was teasing me about it, and part of it is that I'm kind of an unconscious mimic. But how I sound, and people will tease me about the Dr. Joy Brown voice, as opposed to, like when I review movies, it's here. When I'm talking with somebody about suicide, I know. I became aware that my voice drops down, I talk a little slower. So how we present ourselves, to a certain extent, is dependent on how we sound. So the documentary, as I said, is on one part very upsetting, and the other part very illuminating all at the same time. So, but it's I trust me, it ain't going to give Minions a run for their money this week. But I think Minions may be the first movie that could really upset the dinosaurs, right? Your kids will like it. You'll get a kick. As I said, you can probably take a little nap in the middle. But the beginning is really smart and funny, and you just wish the rest of the movie was on the same level. And apparently, they're now going to put out multiple pictures every year starting next year. So apparently there are going to be more sequels coming out. You know, I don't know. I just think that they need to focus on what makes their movies workable and what makes their movies ordinary and not confuse the two. But that's kind of the job all of us have, isn't it? Is what makes us extraordinary and what makes us ordinary and not confuse the two. Alrighty, if you need some help sorting that out, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.